Welcome to week four of World Relief's four-part Advent series. My name is Kelly, and this week we're reflecting on Bartimaeus' simple yet profound request, "Rabbi, I want to see." As we celebrate Christmas, may we too seek Jesus' light to guide our vision. Our scripture today comes from Mark 10, 46 through 52. Then they came to Jericho. As Jesus and his disciples, together with a large crowd, were leaving the city, a blind man, Bartimaeus, which means son of Timaeus, was sitting by the roadside begging. When he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to shout, "Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me." Many rebuked him and told him to be quiet, but he shouted all the more, "Son of David, have mercy on me." Jesus stopped and said, "Call him." So they called to the blind man, "Cheer up, on your feet, he's calling you." Throwing his cloak aside, he jumped to his feet and came to Jesus. "What do you want me to do for you?" Jesus asked him. The blind man said, "Rabbi, I want to see." "Go," said Jesus, "your faith has healed you." Immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus along the road. "Rabbi, I want to see." What a simple and profound prayer. Throughout Advent, we've meditated on how God, made incarnate in Jesus, sees the unseen. From Hagar, to the shepherds, to the woman at the well, God continually sees, seeks out, and welcomes those on the margins into his kingdom of light. We see his character at work again in the testimony of Bartimaeus, who cried out to Jesus to restore his sight. Despite the crowd's attempts to silence Bartimaeus, Jesus heard his cry and miraculously healed him. Hallelujah. Have you ever felt like you were crying out in the dark? Maybe you've agonized over a life-changing decision or looked for answers you desperately needed. If that sounds familiar, you're not alone. At some point, life leaves all of us searching for direction-giving light in the midst of darkness. That's why I love the celebration of Advent. Growing up, my family always had an Advent wreath in our home. Each week, we would light a new candle, a warm, flickering flame in the midst of long and dark winter nights, a symbol of the transforming light Jesus brings into each of our lives. This week, I encourage you to meditate not only on how God saw the unseen, but how he might be inviting you to share this vision for those who are suffering and on the margins today, that we, like Bartimaeus, would ask Jesus to open our eyes. Will you join me in praying? Jesus, I want to see. Like a candle in the dark, would you shine your light in my life and help me see the path you have prepared for me? Help me to see others as you see them. Help me to see those who are often overlooked or forgotten. Open my ears and eyes to my neighbors near and far, and give me wisdom to know how to respond. Thank you, Lord, for being the God who sees. Thank you for seeing me and for inviting me to carry your light into the lives of others. Amen.